Well, JR Sunday, we've been talking about, because we talk about Mark Hollis often, and this Sunday, Easter Sunday, JR Sunday is scheduled at the moment for noon to 2, but I'm told that might change due to earlier college games. Mark will have a great co-host for that show, the one and only Anthony Bellino, who you hear with Lomas Brown, 6 o'clock Monday through Friday with Sports Wrap. Anthony is a great addition to the staff, as is Anthony Bellino. And for that matter, as are you, Mark Hollis. Nice to have you with us this afternoon. I know it's been a busy day for you already.
Well, it's great to be with you. It's the NCAA, as you mentioned, is rolling into town this weekend, and then we're 30 days out from the NFL draft. And throw in Tiger opening day. Why not? There's so many great things happening in sports in the city of Detroit.
It's going to be a fabulous summer, and it's beginning early. And Mark, who is the chief operating officer, Rock Entertainment, also doing our JR Sundays program. And as I mentioned, that's usually 8 to 10, but a special time for this coming weekend. But you were at the press conference for the NFL draft. Big deal. The mayor, of course, headlining it, along with visit to Detroit president, CEO Claude Molinari, Moment Strategies founder and principal Alexis Wiley, Rocket Mortgage Chief Marketing Officer Casey Herbis, and Downtown Detroit Partnership CEO Eric Larson. All of them have been on our show over the months and years because they all are so very much involved in doing good things in Detroit. And that includes you right at the forefront for WJR and for Rocket. And I'm sure you've been told this already. While I was watching the press conference, at the very end, the mayor called out for you. Did anyone tell you that?
I was there.
Were there.
It's great
okay.
to get that.
Yeah,
but at the same time, the mayor has just done an incredible job, and his enthusiasm and holding things together. When you're on the other side, as I used to be with the NCAA on the basketball committee, what you're looking for is a city that's connected. They work together, private, public. Everybody is working together to help the event be the best that it can be. And you saw that today. You saw the mayor wanted to stand right where the stage was going to be here in 30 days for this press conference. He wanted people to have boots on the ground, literally, where it's going to be. But his participation, his leadership, and his vision have been absolutely critical and appreciated to bring this event. It's unusual. It hasn't happened. Even in Nashville, the event wasn't right in the downtown footprint. This is a special. It's a Detroit draft as much as it's an NFL draft.
Well, I'm glad you said that because, I even called Claude Molinari after the press conference and talked with him a little bit. You know, they call it the 2024 NFL draft presented by Bud Light in downtown Detroit, April 25th through the 27th. And I am going to refer to it, and you tell me what you think. I think I'm going to just refer to it as the Detroit NFL draft. I would also accept the NFL draft in Detroit. But I want to get Detroit in that name whenever we talk about it, because we are Detroit, and we are proud that it's in Detroit, and it's a big deal that it's in Detroit, and tens of millions of people will be seeing Detroit. So that's kind of our little take on that. But I do have to ask you this. The mayor said, the first person to come up to me and say that to me was Mark Hollis. I missed what he was talking about. Were you the first one to say have it downtown Detroit, or were you the first one to say have it on Belle Isle?
Have it downtown Detroit. And,
good. Okay.
And definitely with a purpose. Kelly Kozel, you know, was one of the first to come up with the idea that let's go after this thing. And she reached out. Dan Gilbert, Bill Emerson, Rod Wood, so many people were, and then it started with Dave Beach now, and it just kind of grew and grew. But the thought pattern, and I'm glad you said what you said, because I refer to this as Detroit's NFL draft.
It
is part of us. And when you look at the work that's being done with Kofi Bonner and Ivy Greener and Bedrock and what they're going to activate all over outside of perimeter, and what Eric Larson is doing with the various parks across, whether it's Harmony or Beacon or Grand Circus, Capitol Park, the draft is going to be bigger than the stage. And that's the greatness of this event. You'll be able to wander around the city and really feel like you're part of something special. And it's not when you're in Kansas City or Vegas, the mayor actually said this, if you weren't in the footprint, you were just in Vegas or you were just in Kansas City somewhere. This is really going to be an extension. Laura Graneman and the Gilbert Family Foundation, they're having events that are in neighborhoods. So it extends even beyond downtown, and that couldn't be more Detroit.
No, you're absolutely right. And this is just the beginning of a great summer. You mentioned so many things, Tiger home opener. I don't want to go through the list again, but my point is we've got lots to be proud of, and we are all stewards for the city of Detroit. We all will benefit from things going well, and of course, that's what we all want. And what was said during the press conference was, if you see something that doesn't look right or maybe looks like it might be going south, you don't jump in on this. You get the police and let them handle it, and we're hoping that we don't have anything that we have to worry about. And so far, with all the different activities, we haven't had anything to worry about, but we certainly don't want to start now while the world is watching the Detroit NFL draft.
No, safety and public safety is the first topic on every meeting, and making sure that things are in play. And, you know, I've lived downtown for a long, long time, and you know, I have you always have concerns, but you're also very confident in Chief White and everybody, all the different agencies, both national and state and local, that they have in play. So I'm confident that they're doing everything to make sure that you, me, and everyone that attends is very safe.
Very quickly, I heard a little bit about this during the press conference earlier today. We were all excited. This is it. 30 days till the Detroit NFL draft. Go online. You can do that at visitdetroit.com. And download your little pass, if you will, and it's easy. I did it, so if I can do it, it's easy. And I hope that everybody will do it. It's all free. Don't be buying tickets for anything. It's all free as far
it's
as
called
it's
one
all free,
pass, not
it?
The little pass. So no, it's one pass, not the little pass.
Not the little pass. One pass, but it is everything is free, right?
Everything is free. Yeah, it's free to attend both, you know, inside perimeter, outside perimeter, and. There sure is a lot of fun. You're going to find it everywhere.
You want that NFL one pass for the Detroit NFL draft. Meanwhile, what was I going to say? Oh, I know. Tell us a little bit about the display, the de-cleated exhibit of 20 sculptures of painted football cleats. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, art is such a prominent part of Detroit, and you've seen these before. I think we had cars in the past that have been adopted by various businesses all over town, and this is just another feature that's going to come to Detroit with the draft, and you're going to see other components of art that are going to surprise and delight folks when they come downtown, whether it's on Library Street. There's some activities going on in various parks. There's some visual displays that are going to be just absolutely incredible. So art, sports, entertainment, you're going to see it all when you come downtown.
And by the way, with the de-cleated exhibit of 20 sculptures of painted football cleats, they're going to be auctioned off for charity. And we don't want to forget the charitable part of this. And certainly we've been introduced to that because you guys at Rocket have done that with your golf tournament, and it's led other tournaments around the country to pay attention to the communities they're surrounded by when they do a tournament. And so much money has been given back to Detroit in so many good ways. But meanwhile, thanks for all that you do. We are obviously thrilled to have you on WJR every Sunday with a special note for this Easter Sunday. JR Sunday will be scheduled for noon to 2 rather than its usual 8 to 10. Noon to 2, but that might change due to earlier college games. And again, Mark Hollis, his co-host, will be the great one, A.B., Anthony Bellino. And have some fun, and we're looking forward to all of this, Mark Hollis. Thanks for coming on board after being at the press conference.
I appreciate you always, Paul W. You are the best and enjoy following you.
All right, and take care of Dave Rieger, who produces your show, too. Go easy on him.
You got it.
It's
you got it.
He's working 7 days a week. All righty, we continue on WJR.